From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Sagar Mirghani has a preview as French President Emmanuel Macron arrives in Washington for a three-day visit. It is the first state visit for U.S. President Donald Trump.
French flags are lining Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House with Emmanuel Macron arriving today. The 40-year-old French president's positioned himself as the face of today's Europe and forged a rapport with the much older Trump. But they also differ on key issues, like the Iran nuclear deal, which Trump wants to scrap. He and his wife will dine tonight with the Trumps at George Washington's Mount Vernon before a White House state dinner tomorrow. Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
Jeff Custer reports that South Korea has halted anti-North Korea propaganda broadcasts inside the demilitarized zone.
The news comes as officials from the two Koreas met again to work out details of their leaders' upcoming talks, which are expected to focus on North Korea's nuclear program. Seoul had been blasting propaganda messages in K-pop songs from border loudspeakers since the North's fourth nuclear test in early 2016. The North quickly matched the South's actions with its own border broadcasts and launches of balloons carrying anti-South Korean leaflets across the border. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters Monday, despite North Korea's overtures to dismantle its nuclear testing facility, the United States was not going to alter its approach to Pyongyang.
We're going to continue the maximum pressure campaign. We have to see real and concrete steps taken towards denuclearization, but I'm not going to get ahead of any negotiations that the president's going to have.
U.S. President Donald Trump may meet Kim Jong-un later this year. This is VOA News. Armenian Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian said on Monday he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. Sarkisian, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, had served as Armenia's president for a decade until earlier this month and had faced accusations of clinging to power when parliament voted for him to take up the post of prime minister. Charles de Ledesma reports a Brussels court has found the only surviving suspect of the 2015 Paris attacks guilty of attempted murder over shots fired at police in a Brussels suburb.
The court judgment explains that a terror character was clearly established in the March 2016 shootings, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. As a result, the court has handed both Salah Abdeslam and his accomplice the maximum 20-year sentence. Abdeslam is being held in a prison in northern France. It's unclear exactly when he will face trial over the Paris attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is a boy for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate Middleton, the wife of Britain's Prince William, has given birth to their third child, a boy weighing 3.8 kilograms. Londoners cheered at the news. The new addition to the British royal family is fifth in line to the throne. The United States has ordered relatives of government employees out of Nicaragua on Monday and curtailed services at its embassy, citing civil unrest, including violent protests, rioting, and looting. The department also authorized the departure of U.S. government employees, it said in a statement. Those will be handled on a case-by-case basis, according to a State Department official. The officials said the embassy in Managua would be unable to provide routine services to the public until further notice, but would continue to be available by phone for emergencies and provide services to U.S. citizens and visa applicants. Syrian state media reported that government forces have moved to cut off Islamic State militants in southern Damascus from nearby rebel-held suburbs. It is an attempt to force the extremists to surrender or evacuate the district. The area in southern Damascus is the last part of the capital, not controlled by President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Other insurgents in the area, including an al-Qaeda-linked group, have said they would relocate to rebel-held regions in northern Syria. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.